Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Very good. Who is this?
Lisa.
Lisa
Hello?
who? Yes.
Lisa
Ah,
Taylor.
Lisa. Lisa
Yes,
Taylor.
you
Oh,
forgot
okay.
me.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
The phone show is Pan Risk, and I'm always scared to answer this call.
I understand.
I answer because because your email say that you were going to call me about this time. I say, well, I'm going to take the risk to answer this call.
Right. This is the company's official number, so if you want, you can save it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, first of all, I need to discuss the publishing form with you. You have filled out most of the information, but the NTN is not filled out. So what would that be?
The what?
The NTN, the National Text Number.
Don't understand. What is your question?
Okay, there's a number, tax identification number that is required, or social security number that is not filled out. We need that information. And
Okay.
country of citizenship.
And what else?
Country of citizenship.
United States.
Okay, and what
I
about
become a,
the tax identification number?
I can give you my social security.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a 537-90-7972.
I'm sorry,
So
can you
five
repeat
three
the
seven.
entire number?
537-90-7972.
Okay. All right. I can't repeat it because of the, security reasons. It's your social security number. So can you repeat it one more time for me just to verify?
Yes. 537-90-7972.
Perfect. I got it right. Secondly, Thomas, I wanted to know from your end, are you going to be using, should we use the same email address that you have provided us in order to create your account, which is tomara56@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Let me forward this information to the publishing team, and I want you to stay on the line, okay? Because they are going to create the account, and you're going to get like a notification from Amazon on your cell number, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, one more thing. This number that I'm calling you on, is this your cell number or is this a landline?
You see my cellular phone number.
Cell phone number.
I don't have any other number.
Okay, perfect. We can use
That's my,
this, right?
this is my cell, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay, Thomas? Stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being on the line. Thomas, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We were creating the account on Amazon, but it says that the account already exists. Have you created an account with the same email address before?
Nope.
Okay, then we are resetting your password, so most likely you're going to get an email right now. Can you open up your email?
My email, yes.
Okay. It's the Yahoo one. Okay, what is your zip code?
Okay, I open my Yahoo mail, right?
Yes. Before you do that, can you tell me the zip code, the area code?
My zip code, where I live?
Yes.
34984. 34984,
right? Yes, 34984. Okay, the complete address is 246 Southwest Chandler Terrace Port, St. Lucie, Florida, 34984, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for being online, Thomas. You must have received a one-time password on your email address. Can you check?
Let me see.
Should be from Amazon.
Amazon.com, yes. I received one from Amazon.com.
Yep.
So there is a six-digit number.
Yes.
That's 167127.
167127, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me send this to the publication team.
And he say, don't share this OTP with anyone.
That's right. That's because they have this security protocol, you know. There are a lot of people who log into your account and hack your account and stuff like that. So they are saying if anyone unknown asks you for it, you shouldn't provide it unless you're publishing your book. They forgot to add that, I believe.
Okay. I got another email.
You got another one?
Yes, it says someone signed into your account.
Yeah, that's completely fine. That's the publishing team signing in. I'm in touch with them. Once we are in, then it's all good to go. They will upload the file, the final version there, which includes the ISBN, and they'll provide us a link to review. So that'll be the final version of the book that we will submit to Amazon. And I wanted you to see that in the exact format. And let me see. I should be able to send this to you by the end of day today, within an hour max.
I receive a text message from Amazon.
You got a text message?
Yes, let me see what I say.
It must be another password or approval notification.
Yes.
Okay.
You use 32143 to reset your password.
What is the number again?
322143.
322143, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, that is sent to, and hopefully we are in now. I will provide you the password as well, because we are resetting it. I'm not sure who created the account. Well, do you recall anyone creating the Amazon account on your behalf?
I don't remember to do that. I was trying to do that by myself, but I was not successful, so I didn't do nothing else.
Okay, that is weird.
Do you remember that I sent you, I need your help to do that? You remember that I sent you an email to do that? Because I tried to do it by myself, but I couldn't do it.
Okay. All right. I think we are fine for now. Can you be available on texting just in case if I need any other additional information?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm not going to keep you over the phone for long now. Just in case if they send me anything else, any other requirement, or if you receive any other code or anything from Amazon on your email or phone, you just send it to me, okay? You have my text number, right? You have my cell number?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Perfect. All right. Just be active for some time, like 10 to 15 minutes. Keep your cell with you, and we should be good to go then, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Thomas.
Oh,
I'll keep in touch.
Are we going to talk again tomorrow to see what happened? Yeah, I received another one. Another reset code.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand. What are you talking about?
Amazon sent me another text message with another code.
Do you have another text message from Amazon?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The new code is 390576.
390576, right?
Yes.
Okay, got
they probably know that it's not me who is trying to do this. I don't know.
That's because the IP address is different, right? You're in Florida, and we're logging in from New York, so that's probably why they're asking so many questions. Okay, it is done. I got the approval from the publishing team, and I think we're good to go. All right?
Okay.
I will send
right.
you a link. So just keep an eye on your email address, and I will send you a link, final files for the book, in order for you to approve. Once you approve those, we will upload them on Amazon. Okay?
Very good. So you're going to send it to PCB Unlimited, right?
Yeah. The email that we communicate on.
Very good.
Okay. All right. So that's about it for now, Thomas. I'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I got another OTP. Other code.
Another OTP. Oh, gosh. You got another one?
Another one. 502848.
502848. Eight. That's probably because we resetted your password.
And this one say OTP. What does OTP mean? Do you know?
One-time password.
yeah. You see, I don't know nothing about this. That's
completely fine. You know, when the first time I heard of it, I didn't know it too. So I've been working in this industry with the book process and everything for 8 years. So that's how I got to know. It's completely fine if you don't know, okay?
Okay. What happened if I say I hang out with you, I receive another one, what happened?
You just send it back, you just text it to me. Copy the 6-digit code and text it to me.
Okay.
Okay. I think we are done. We're not going to send you any other OTPs, I believe. We are done. Okay?
I hope so.
Okay. Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you for your
help. No problem. Bye.